Hello everyone, this is Cartoon Macaroon here. It's been a while since I've tried to record some stuff for you all in this GWA community, but it's mainly because I've had something on my mind that has been on my mind for really a long time, and I just finally wanted to try to get it off my chest. This is a matter that is very close and important to me. And it revolves around the month of April. Now, April is associated and tied to a lot of different things. April showers, April from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it's also associated with sexual assault or sexual trauma acceptance month. And while I adore that, I really do, and I could go on and on about why that's so important. There is one other thing that I'm aware of that's very important to me that I wanted to discuss that is also associated with April, and that is Autism Acceptance or Autism Awareness Month. Now, autism is kind of a strangely taboo subject in a lot of different communities, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone on GWA in the oddballs community or in any other community associated with audio porn on Reddit, but it's very important to me. I think it's very important to me because, simply put, I have autism. Some of you probably already guessed, considering my name is Cartoon Macaroon and I literally tried to center my entire account around cartoons, my special interest, but I digress. I have autism. But it also may also be a shock to a lot of you as well, and I understand. I was diagnosed back at when I was 7. I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome along with ADHD. However, after 2013, Asperger's syndrome is no longer a diagnosable term, and it is now recognized to be just autism spectrum disorder, because there is no such thing as like a milder autism or like a high functioning or low functioning autism, because everyone on the autism spectrum deals with different things and needs different things to help or accommodate them. There is no right or wrong way to identify as autistic. And, I've been re-diagnosed with autism ever since then. Like every 2 years I would go back, because IEPs in school education systems require you to get re-diagnosed every other year or so. And, I promise you I'm not faking or anything like that, if any of you think that. I genuinely not. I have been on the short bus, okay? The special education bus, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I've been on it. I have met so many different types of diverse and amazing neurodivergent people over the years. I know so many different things that could help and not help with others. But the reason why I bring up Autism Awareness Month and me being autistic and all of this is because I wanted to try to make an audio porn revolving around autism. The first original base idea was basically me collaborating with someone else. It literally could be literally anyone else. I don't give a fuck who. Just another human being that also does audio porn. And we pretend to like be doing the dirty or whatever, but then I go into sensory overload, and then the entire audio it's revolved around what to do when you're having sex with an autistic person and they go through sensory overload. Or really, it's just about how to deal with sensory overload with autistic people in general. It just felt like a good idea at the time, but now I'm feeling kind of iffy about it because, number one, I don't want to fetishize autism at all. It is not something to fetishize or glorify or make it seem like it's super fucking cute or fuzzy, because there's a lot of ugly stuff to autism, but there's a lot of beautiful stuff to autism as well. And I want to bring awareness to that in however form or shape I can, even if that somehow equals to me making an audio porn with it. That's why I don't want to really do it unless, like, people tell me they really fucking want to see that. Be like, hey, yo, I'd be down for that. I want to get edumacated. Well, first of all, I don't think you should get educated through an audio porn. I want to bring awareness, but I don't want to fetishize it. You know what I mean? It's a weird middle ground. And it's something I want to tread carefully on, I guess. But okay, I cutted myself off here because I was really just going off track. But my point is, I want to bring autism acceptance and autism awareness, anything about autism, I want to inform people of. Like, if anyone here doesn't know about autism, doesn't know where to search for education about autism, or if they just want to ask me questions about me and my autism experience, I'm here. I would love to talk to people about it, because it's something that's so important to me. And frankly, it's kind of a big part of my identity. I mean, for a good bit of my life, it was all revolved around accepting myself having autism. Desperately trying to fit in with other people, only to overthink and just miserably fail at fitting in with people. Whenever I stimmed around people, stimming is short for self-stimulation. It's a neurodivergent term coined for the neurodivergent community to talk about any sort of repetitive action or movement, like flapping hands, rocking back and forth, clicking a pen repeatedly, or chewing on something, anything like that. Those all fall under stimming. Anyway, like, whenever I stimmed, like, in front of people, or and they were just like, what are you doing? Or whenever I was jiggling my leg to stim, when I was nervous, or trying to self-regulate myself while in a big crowd, or sitting down somewhere, and then my mom would just put her hand on my thigh and just be like, stop it. And I'd be like, great, now I'm self-conscious. Just, I've been there, and it sucks. But the best part about Autism Acceptance Awareness Month is that it teaches you, it brings a lesson to people that autism is nothing to be ashamed of. 1 in 50 people regularly get diagnosed with autism. 1 in 50. Sure, you may be alone in a group of 50 people in a room, but imagine if a bunch of other people were in a room together that did have autism. You certainly wouldn't be alone in a room of 50 people then. You would be surrounded by people who are autistic. Where was I going with that? Anyway. If anyone has any questions, ask me. And if anyone, like, wants to talk about it, do it. This is my open invitation to GWA. Help me figure out whether or not it would be okay to have any sort of centralized themes of audios specifically for autistic people. Even more so, people with Tourette's, people with ADHD, people with any sort of chronic disability, or who are paralyzed, or have some sort of chronic illness, or identifies as spoony, or has chronic pain somewhere in their body, or in multiple areas of their body. I want to see more diverse content for those who fall under the neurodiverse spectrum, and that includes autism. Autism may happen to be one of the most important things for me, but I can't imagine the amount of joy and feeling of love and feeling of being understood if someone who has Tourette's syndrome and has a hard time controlling their tics suddenly finds or just happens to come across an audio based on them and their tics and them accepting it, you know? Just do your research. Accept everyone. Love everyone. That's my message. That's the message I want to bring to Autism Awareness Month for everyone here. I want everyone to know that I accept you and I love you for who you are. If you listen to me, I already fucking adore you. It's period. full stop. Like, I love this community and I love being a part of it. And I think that talking about stuff like this, autism or sexual harassment, any sort of awareness month tied to any of the months of the year, it's insanely important to normalize and talk about anywhere, any platform, any community. I just happen to be a part of this community. I would certainly be doing it in a bunch of other different communities if I was in them. You know? But yeah, if you are interested in hearing my autism awareness acceptance audio come to life, hit me up. Tell me, you know? If it's not a good idea, then tell me why I'm super fucking wrong. Give me feedback. I want to hear from y'all. And that's it. That's all I've wanted to really say. I'll go back to making regular NSFW content soon. As a matter of fact, I have a Cinco de Cinco audio exchange I need to finish up. But in the meantime, I'm just going to give y'all this audio to chew on. See you later, and happy Autism Acceptance / Awareness Month. Signing out.